Buck up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Yeah. That's right. Happy Thursday night, everybody. What's going on? It's your boy, Chef Plum. As always, Chef Jeffy's with me. Hey, Jeffy.
Back in the house.
You know what's funny is that we're actually sitting at the same table together. We're not doing this via the satellites and remote.
Yeah, well, you know, with all the awesome support, we have to be face-to-face. We have to make things happen.
Let me ask you, is it weird to talk and hear yourself in your ears when you talk?
No, because my ears work, and every time I talk, I hear myself when I talk.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Kind of made me feel dumb there. I appreciate that. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. Happy you guys are joining us tonight. I hope your Thursday night is off to a great start. We're out here in the Hamptons, you know, kicking it like
oh man.
Like what are we kicking it like?
Private
chefs.
Yeah, we're like overpaid private chefs out here in the Hamptons.
Why am I overpaid?
I guess we're not overpaid.
I'm not overpaid.
I'm way underpaid actually.
I'm happily paid.
I'm also happily paid.
Well, tonight, we got a great show tonight, Jeff. We got a whole lot to cover, a whole lot of business to attend to tonight. But first and foremost, tonight, our friend Chef Jamika is going to join us on the show. That should be a lot of fun, man. I'm excited to have her on. We met Jamika in Mexico this year, right? And she was there with her family. She's super cool. I can't wait to talk to her a little bit more about stuff. And
she was awesome. Her
right?
husband's cool. Her sister's a riot. Her daughter's gorgeous. Cute little girl.
Yeah.
So much fun.
It's weird to hear you say that when the mic's like you're whispering. It's freaking me out.
I'm afraid if I don't want to blow the mic.
I do want you to do that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get a little louder.
There we go. We got great levels. But yeah, it should be great to have her on, man, talk about stuff. I mean, she's done this forever. And of course, dude, all the time. Like, you know, she's on Dr. Oz and all those things, right?
Yeah. She's on Dr. Oz. She's going to be in People Magazine upcoming. I mean, she's all over the place.
Dude, if you're going to be legit, being a People Magazine makes you legit, doesn't it?
I think once you get the People flame on your name, it's really serious.
Speaking of flame, your friend Flamone's going to call in later after Jamika, right?
Yeah, he's actually really excited. I was talking to him earlier. He's excited to talk to you. He's been a fan of the show for a little bit. You know, we go back.
And Flamone, Flamone is a fire dancer, remember? Is that the thing?
Yep, fire dancer, you know, juggler, kind of like a carny circus act.
Right, well, the whole thing came because if you saw my Instagram last week, I was at a party and we had the fire dancer there. He was entertaining.
Well, I'd be remiss to call that gentleman a fire dancer.
You don't think so? He was, dude, he was on America's Got Talent, like, for real. Like, he went pretty far.
Yeah, that could be true. But he was more like a fire walker, you know? Like, there wasn't a lot of moves going on when he was doing the doggy paddle with ring of fire on his forehead or whatever was happening there. The halo.
Well, I think what started the whole thing with me and the fire dancer guy was I got him for the party, and it was a lot of fun and whatnot. But then he came, and we told the story on the radio show, and then you were like, hey, I got a buddy of mine who's a fire dancer.
Yeah, I reached right out to him because I was just, I couldn't believe it. And the thing that pissed me off more is he's a fraud. He's Flambeau, and Flamone was like, he wasn't invited to America's Got Talent, and he actually has talent. So,
well, I don't think you really get invited. You kind of get, like, you audition for it.
Okay, well, maybe he doesn't have the connections.
Well, ask Flamone. I'm gonna say Jeffy said you couldn't get on America's Got Talent.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't rile him up.
I love how you're watching me now. This is what I do at the beginning of every show. Like, I have to send this link out to a whole bunch of people.
I thought you were just texting and being rude.
No, I'm trying to send a link to the show out to everybody. Yeah, and then also too, we'll recap Burlington Wine and Food Festival. I was there this week. It was a great time with our buddy Kev D.
I can't believe you had fun, even though I wasn't there though.
It was fun. We did have a great time. Family came, so it was a good family time, you know?
Oh, yeah. So different types of fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a different type of fun, but it was a good fun, man. I really,
really
enjoyed it.
Less bro love.
Yes, there was no bro love. It was not for bro love, that's for sure. Unlike our Mexico trip where we had our wonderful couples massage. Like, I don't know if we ever told Jamika that, did we?
I don't think we talked about it, but no. I think she suspected that we were out there getting massaged together.
Jesus. Here we go. Look, I think we'll save our commercial spots till later. So I know Jamika's only got a little bit of time tonight. Why don't we go ahead and get her on the show?
Let's.
She's a fantastic chef, you guys. She's an even better human being. She's got a recipe coming up in People Magazine here very, very soon. You can also see her
for
every week.
July.
4th of July, right?
Yes, sir.
You can see her every week, of course, on the Dr. Oz Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello and a nice warm round of applause that you can't hear to our good friend.
Yes,
there it is. Oh, it's a massive applause. Here it comes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Jamika. Hey, you.
The crowd goes wild.
They go wild. How are you?
I'm trying to erase the image of you two and that couple's massage like out of my head.
Well,
it's really stuck there right now. I'm trying to get that out.
Can I tell you the abridged version really quick? So it was Saturday or something. I can't remember. Jeff and I were walking on the beach, and this young gentleman comes up and goes, "Hey, do you guys want a massage?" And we were like, "You know what? We'd like to have a massage."
Absolutely.
So we go into this
tent. Because that's the start of all the best massages. Some random guy comes up on the beach and says, "Hey, fellas, you want
a..." Even better is he led us 100 yards from the hotel into a dingy, dirty tent that was like in a dune. Like, hey, over here. Psst, psst, come here. Do you like oil on your body?
But they made us take our clothes completely off and stand and stare at each other face to face for 2 minutes before we got to lay down. It was really uncomfortable.
Very therapeutic for me.
It was. The wind was nice. Sorry,
the
Jamika.
The wind was nice. You got a good massage and nobody got pregnant. So it was a good day, I guess.
Well, exactly.
Jury's out. We're going to find out later. It hasn't been. We're going to see. I mean, nonetheless, listen.
You don't want
so
Jeff
fun.
As your baby daddy. Okay, let's talk shop.
You were so awesome. It was so fun to meet you and hang out with you in Mexico. Very, very talented chef. A lot of fun. What got you cooking? How long have you been cooking now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, let me say, it was a blast hanging out with you. Like, it was just so much fun. That was my second year, your first year. So just coming in and feeling like I had some knowledge to share with the rookie was pretty cool. Now, I didn't have much to share with you, but we just had a barrel of laughs. So it was just a great, great time. But I know, so much fun. Everybody should come next year, but it was so much fun. But no, I started cooking with my grandmother. I'm the youngest of three girls, so I was a spoiled little fat kid. Instead of going outside to play, like, I would stay in the kitchen with my grandmother and just watch her basically perform in the kitchen. Like, she never measured anything, she never wrote anything down, but everything came out perfect every single time. And I was just always in awe of that. And she could just change the whole dynamic of everybody's day with one meal. And I remember, like, saying I wanted to do that, but I never really considered it as a career. Because I was like, okay, I got to go to college. Like, my parents, they came over from the Caribbean, so they got their education. Their professionals was like, you better take your butt to school. So I was like, okay, totally. I'm going to get a degree, and I'm going to be in corporate America, and I'm going to do this. And I got to corporate America, and I was like, this sucks. I don't want to do this.
I don't picture you
but
doing
I always,
corporate.
Back in the day, like, I was trained like a robot. Like, I had the suit on and the ugly power suit and the navy blue heels going on to interviews. Like,
really?
I was programmed. Like, this is what you do, and this is, and everybody's successful. And I was like, this is not success. I'm so not happy here. But I was just following suit, and you feel like that's what you're supposed to do because everybody's telling you that's what you got to do.
Totally.
So,
but what kind of work, like in the corporate world, what kind of work were you looking at? Like, what were you doing?
I got a degree in marketing, so I was doing I thought it was going to be fun. Like, I thought I was going to be in the fun part of marketing, not like door-to-door sales. I said, I'm going to do advertising and PR. But the fun part only comes when you've been in the game for years and, like, you're the executive. When you're starting out entry-level, ain't nothing fun about it.
Ain't that terrible?
I mean, I was literally, like, in my office 6 hours, 7 hours a day and chained to a desk. And it was, like, phone calls and data sheets and meetings upon meetings, and I was like, this is not fun. I thought this was going to be a lot more fun. I wasn't feeling it, and I was just like, I'm not being fulfilled. I don't feel like this is it for me. I'm not using whatever my talents were. It's just like, there's got to be more. And I know a lot of people feel like that. They're at their job, and you either in the job because you feel like this is where you're supposed to be, or you just kind of, life just kind of gets you there, but it's like, I'm so talented. There's so much more for me. I'm not doing all that I'm supposed to be doing. So you just kind of feel like, what else do I need to do? And ironically for me, I was working in a company in Atlanta, and it was right after 9/11, and they started downsizing. And they came to me and was like, you could get demoted, we'll keep you, or you can just basically pack your stuff and go. And in that split second, I just came out of my mouth, like, I want to go. And I even had to stop, like, who said that? Why did I say that? Because, I mean,
wait,
I had no
plan.
I was not married. I was single, but, I mean, I still had bills. I had student loans. Like, I still had everything to take care of. And I'm like, why did I say that? But in that instant, it was almost like a panic came over me, and then this kind of relief of, this is your opportunity. Take it.
Yeah.
And I always say it was the one of the greatest times or decisions that I made in a split second that changed everything for me. And I immediately left there, and I went to culinary school. I went to apply to culinary school because culinary was always in the back of my mind, but it was never considered as a career. Because right now, as chefs, we're considered like rock stars. Like, it's super cool to be a chef. Like, way, way back in the day, it was not that cool. It was just kind of like, you cook, you go home. Like, it wasn't what it glorified as it is now, glamorized. So it was just like, okay, that's not a career. That's just something you do at home. But it was like, you know what, I'm just going to do something and that I'll always be in high demand, and I'm like, people always eat, so I can't ever get fired or demoted if I'm in the kitchen, right?
Well, that's what we always say. People got to eat, I mean, no matter what. And you know,
that's one thing. We will always be in high demand no matter what, because nobody's stopping eating. That's one thing that's never going to stop. So it was
totally.
Like, I went to culinary school and went through the admissions process, and I mean, I did a complete 180. Like, I took a pay cut. I'm wearing dumpy pants and this weird hat and an oversized chef coat, and I'm starting all over. But it was like, I just loved it. Like, I was doing something new every day. All my creative juices were flowing. Like, I just, you know, you just feel like, this is my rhythm. This is,
yep.
I don't have the answers to everything and how this is all going to work out, but I'm in the right place. Like, I'm feeling good about this. And it's just a matter of just taking that leap. Sometimes you take that leap and you're like, this isn't it. And it's okay. You can take another leap, but you just got to keep going to figure yourself out and figure out what you're supposed to do. Because we all got a purpose. We're all here to do something great. Once you figure that out and you find your rhythm, you just keep going with it, and you don't look back. That's one thing I'm like, I can't ever look back on anything. We only look forward with what's going on with us.
That's amazing. I'm going to make all that your ringtone from now on, because that was amazing. Like, so.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just give me 10% on that.
I always tell people the same thing. If even if you're going to fall, just fall forward. You're still making progress. You know, you're going to learn something.
Because there's so many people that are doing nothing that will talk about you for the crazy decision that you're making. At least you're doing something.
So have to get out there and live.
And you'll find your way, but you just got to keep walking. You'll find it eventually, but you got to move.
It's funny to hear.
That's what I did.
To hear different stories from people in the business, and we talk to everybody on the show. I mean, we've had everyone from Guy Fieri on to Chad Minton to, I mean, just so many different types of people. And Jeff, oh, sorry, you put the mic down. I didn't see you do that.
Okay.
You listen to Jamaica's story, man. It's just funny. I mean, listen, Jamaica, I've been doing this for 25 years. Jeff's been doing it pretty damn close to the same. Did you work in restaurants at all?
No, I had never been in a commercial kitchen. It was my grandmother's kitchen, and that was it. So it was, I had that intimidation upon me, and it was like, I had to go to culinary school. And a lot of people are like, do I have to go? You don't have to go. I mean,
Definitely.
I know so many amazing chefs that started as dishwashers and just kind of grinded it out. For me, going to culinary school kind of gave me a level of perspective, and at least I knew equipment. Like, I knew I wasn't going to sit everything on fire, just having a basic knowledge of how the kitchen worked. Yeah, but at the same time, getting a culinary degree did not make me a chef. Like, just
Definitely
because you
not.
Get that piece of paper, it's being in the industry, it's putting yourself out there, getting the experience and that leadership quality. The thing that separates a cook from a chef is your ability to lead. And
Absolutely.
That doesn't come overnight. And you get that respect, male or female, you get that respect in the kitchen. That's what makes you a chef. And it took me a minute to kind of find my way, because then I came in and was like, oh, I should be like these guys over here and be a chef and talk like this, because I felt like my voice was too high. They wouldn't respect me, and I should do this. Like, you come with all these crazy things, and I really had to find my authentic self. And I didn't have to follow the path that every other chef does, because you think, oh, well, you're a chef, you got to work in a restaurant. you don't have to work in a restaurant. You don't have to. Like, I so respect how you guys do what you do in restaurants, but I learned quickly the line is way too hot for me. I was burning my booty on the hotline with the grill. Like, it was way too hot. I was like, this is, I love being a chef, but I was like, this is not the way that
like,
I want to do
this.
There's
got to be something else and, for chefing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got to find your niche in any industry. And I realize I love that immediate gratification, like how my grandmother would do at the table, and it's like, baby, how was the dinner? And you can tell me exactly, and I can see your facial expressions, and I like that. I need that. I need to know you liked the food or you didn't like the food immediately. So that's why I went and became a personal chef. So I can go in people's homes, I can prepare their meals, I can see their facial expressions, we can go back and forth, and I see how I change whatever it is, a good or a bad day better or a good day greater, I can see that immediately. So it was personal chef is where I found my authentic self. And then it just kind of, people started to see me, and I was doing parties and events. And it was just, I was just having a ball and doing what I love to do, which was feeding people and cooking. And that's how television kind of came into play. People were like, you're so funny, you should do TV. And I'm like, I'm just being silly and having a good time with a plate of food. But if you love it, then okay, maybe. And I just started doing like reality shows and stuff. But you don't have to be the typical, do the things the way everybody says you got to work in restaurants, you got to do this, you got to travel to France. Like, just do however you want to do it. You still have the same title. How you wear the title is what makes the difference. I'm not, I don't consider my chef, like, I mean, you guys are big goofballs, but I consider you guys like chefs. I love you, but you're goofball. But I look at it like, I'm a chef, but I'm like, I'm not like that. But I still have the title.
What
I
is
still
like
cook.
That?
I still feed people.
Jamaica, I thought we were tight. Wait, what happened? This is all falling apart.
We are
now.
Tight, but I no, because you're like you're in a restaurant every day and you're
no,
grinding
not.
It out. Like you've
no, we're
done,
both private chefs now.
We're both private chefs.
Well, I'm saying you've done that, and you. I mean, yes. Now you're what overpaid chefs in the Hamptons, as you call it.
That's what.
Listen, I want to tell you, though,
I might have spoke too soon.
Right.
Overpaid.
I want to tag. I just want to tag what Jamaica said, though, too, because I'll tell you, just it's a really quick 20-second story, Jamaica, just because you're talking about how much you can impact people when you have food.
So my client that I've been with now, this will be my, I'm with 4 years now with this family. They're amazing people. They take such amazing care of me. I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
I get to our house today out in Montauk, and they're putting some new pictures up on the wall. With the construction people and whatnot, and there's and four of like, and she's big on like she's in the art world, and like there's a tremendous like wall of pictures. It looks gorgeous, Jamaica. Four of the pictures were from me from the past three summers. Like, how awesome is that? Like, that's what I'm talking. Like, with, you know, you get accepted in your family, and like, you know, they just it's a different.
You
type
get
of,
accepted because the thing is, any people trust you when you can feed them. You don't, and if I don't know you from Adam, and you give me a meal, I have to trust you in some respect. You go to a restaurant, you're trusting something or someone. And then you have that connection over food because, for me, that's the universal language. Everybody eats food in different countries. I don't care what it is. We're all connected with food. And you, like, when I was a personal chef, like, I made those connections, like, different celebrities, whoever I was cooking with. I became, like, almost a psychologist in the family, like, or yeah, the... I won't say the girlfriend because I didn't date anybody, but it was almost like the fixture of as a part of the family because people confide in you and they trust you and they appreciate you. So it's no surprise that you'd probably be on the family Christmas card because it's just what food does and just brings people together. Like, that's so amazing. So, and it's you so found good. Your way of doing it. I found my way of doing it, but we still can come together in Mexico and have fun being chefs our own way, but still doing the same thing. So when people say, you got to do it this way, no, you don't. You do it anyway that's good for you, but you will still get the same respect and have fun doing it your way.
Absolutely.
I love how that all comes together for us.
I think what you said is really important because not every chef is the same, and it's like
private
not at personal
all.
Chefs, it's a lot about the food, but it's also a lot about how you handle yourself around people. And like you said, you counsel, or you know how to like talk to a child, or like talk to someone's grandmother, or like hang out. I mean, I've been with the family for 10 years. I'm not on any Christmas cards, and they love me. I know.
Yeah.
I don't need to you know to have my face everywhere in the house, like Plum.
I mean,
but it's
I get
still
a Christmas
that
card
connection.
I don't mean I'm on their card. They
oh, like, I thought you were on the Christmas card. I was like, yo.
That
I'm
might be a little
right
weird
now.
To explain,
to
like, who's
boss.
Standing next to grandma. but
yeah, it's like
but
plum,
yeah, it's I just Christmas love tree. How we can do what we do and make people smile, and the gratification that we get and the gratification they get, and it's all centered around food. Like, and that's what, when I'm on TV, like, that's the experience. You may not be eating my food in the moment, but my goal is when you're watching me that you feel like you're sitting right next to me enjoying that meal, because that's how much we're connected over this plate.
Yeah,
you know?
Do a good job of that. You definitely do a good job conveying that when you're on there. And so it actually, it's a great segue into talking about how you got into doing TV stuff. I mean, for me, you know, I auditioned for The Taste on ABC back in 2000 and whatever, the first season.
I remember that show.
You remember it?
Yeah, I remember, yes.
So I was on the first season of that, and then just kind of snowballed from there and kind of went crazy and just kind of took off, especially because that was like the pinnacle of like food, you know, game shows and everybody, whatever. But it's kind of gone down a little bit since then. But, you know, it's amazing how you fall into that. I tell everybody all the time that, you know, all the TV stuff and, you know, the success of this particular radio show and all that, that's not something that just happens. That is a byproduct of 25 years experience in this business, you know,
hustling. See, people get it twisted, and they're like, oh, I want to be a chef just like you, and you think you're going to walk out there and cook something, everything changes, right, and the lights and the dollar signs fall. No. This is, we put our heart and soul into this, and the only reason why we continue to do this every day is not about the fanfare, is because we truly love what we do.
Well, look, and Jimmy, that's I preach this to people, and they don't believe me. I do TV all the freaking time. Look, there's no money in TV really anymore, unless you're doing something big. Like, it's just, it's the world's changed. It's not the same as it was 10 years ago. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely not wrong. I mean, but that's kind of like where every industry is. Because if you talk to an artist that's just coming out, like, you don't really make money on your first album. Like, you might be seen everywhere, but that doesn't mean that you're making major money. Like, it still takes time. And, like, even with TV shows, you might be on the first season of something, and I'm looking great, and people are like, oh, you're on TV, you're rich. Don't believe that. TV makes things a lot differently than they are. And it's not complaining about it. That's just the reality of things. Like, just because you're seen and there's a spotlight on you, don't assume that everybody, you can borrow $10 million from them. That's not how it works.
Look, I got the first season of a show I did called Edible on the Road with Edible Magazine. The lighter hit the mic. You know, the first season of it's on Amazon Prime right now. It just went up. It's great. Trust me, I'm not making millions of dollars.
because that's not, and that's the good thing is, we're not doing it for the money. If that was the case, we would have checked out a long time ago. But because I got my start the same way. I was on Next Food Network Star back in 2009.
Wow. And it was. Oh my God, I just realized that. Holy shit, you sure weren't you?
Yes. Yes, yo. I came in and I was like, hi, I'm Jamaica. Had no clue what I was doing, it because I started doing like local news in Atlanta.
Down,
and it was like,
down,
oh, this
wait,
is kind of fun.
Who else was on your season?
My season, the winner was Melissa D'Arabia, and she got $10 dinners.
Right,
second was Jeffrey Sod, I think, and he got another show. Yeah. But I will say this, I am, with the exception of maybe one other person out of 13 seasons, I am the only person that did not win, because I came in fourth and still working with Food Network and still got my own show with them and still got my own stuff. Now, that, my friends, takes work. And that was 10 years. Back in 2009, they were like, oh, sorry, you got to go. What is this, 2019, hosting Let's Eat. It's on Food Network Digital. Judging.
Amazing.
Like that is commitment like no other. So when somebody, just because somebody tells you no, doesn't mean it won't turn into a yes later on.
Oh my God,
that was commitment.
Did you have to bang on doors a lot, or was that a?
No, it was just, I made up in my mind, because everybody else that was a part of the show, they were like, oh, I guess I'll go back to a hotel job, I guess, and that was fine. But I made up in my mind, I was like, I love this, and I'm not giving up. And I just got better at it. I went to hosting boot camps, and I met with coaches. I developed my brand, because when I was on Food Network, it was like, oh, I'm cute, but and I love to cook, but I didn't have a solid brand for them to take part of. So I really had to figure out myself and what kind of food I really wanted to do and how I was going to present, how I'm presenting myself now. So when people are like, how do I get started in this? You got to have something for people to believe in and people to be a part of. So whatever your spiel, whatever it is, start putting out there with your videos, with your channels, with your social media. Like, when I did it, Facebook, like, kind of just started. So there wasn't like, oh, I'll do a YouTube video on Facebook and people will see me. Like, it was starting from bare bones. But now when people come to me, like, how do I get started? I'm like, people have to see you in order to get to know you. So I'm like, what does your page look like? What do your pictures look like? What are your videos? Because that's your audition ticket. Like, that's your ticket at this point at how the world is working.
Well,
but you have to develop your brand.
To other chefs, I preach all the time, you know, look, local TV, go do local TV, because then you get content for yourself. Do local TV. You can get a lot of stuff from it.
And let's just stress this, because a lot of people watch us on shows like, oh, that's easy, I can do that. Let me tell you something. It's not that easy to actually cook, know what you're cooking, know what you're talking about, to engage with an audience, to build a rapport, to be entertaining, be funny. Things might be falling apart. You have
Preach.
To still keep going. Try to do a live segment on the Today Show when they're counting down. You still got food to go. And Al Roker's like, okay. Like, there's so many moving parts. When I just did Wendy Williams, I came in and they told me, you have 5 minutes to take your time. By the time the stage came up and Wendy was introducing me, the producer was like, kid, you got a hard 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Make it work. And I had three dishes to go to talk with Wendy and engage the crowd and show my personality. And like, there's so many moving parts. So when people watch and spectate like, oh, I could have done that, it is not as simple as it is, but we make it look simple because we enjoy what we're doing.
That's exactly what
it is. A lot of people underestimate what we do. No, tell them about it. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes work. You might be able to do it in your kitchen for a YouTube channel with 40 takes. Once you can get in one take, then you call me.
You know, listen, that's the truth. Our stories are so similar, Jamika. I wish we could trade stories for an hour because Food Network started season 10. I was given the contract for it to do, but they wanted me to quit my job. I was working for the Meredith Corporation on the National Better Show at the time, hosting the All Recipes segment, and they were like, you have to quit your job. And I was like, I got two dates left. Two dates. I'll finish the dates. I won't resign. I'll do Food Network Star. And JS Casting tore the contract up in front of me and told me if I didn't quit, they would, and they tore it up right in front of me. Pretty funny.
I mean, you give up a lot to be on those shows.
They wanted me to give up a job I was getting paid like really good money to do my spots, Jeffy. Really good money.
For them to pay you nothing.
You know how I feel. To go get nothing. Nothing.
Like, go on with all that.
And Jamika will tell you too, by the way, sign your shit away for like 6 years.
Yeah, listen. I say it all the time. You know, I'm all for getting some shine and doing things, but if you're not going to help me eat, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, what we're really doing.
And see, that's a tough space that we're in because it's so many opportunities out there that if you won't take it, somebody else will. So you really got to determine what will work, what's the best way for me to put myself out there, and the easiest way without compromising yourself or changing yourself, because you go on these shows and they will try to say, well, could you say it like this so you can be more like this, so that they can make a story out of it, and you have no control over the editing. Luckily, the editing gods were good to me, but you don't have any control over that, and you have to be cautious of what you're signing over. It may seem good in the beginning, but, and this is just anything in life, be mindful of what you're signing and how it's going to not just play in the moment, but years from now, that it will still work in your benefit. Because I've seen a lot of people go on these shows and like, oh, I'm going to do this and it's going to be great. And then you get out there, one flaw, and it's like, oh, wait, this is all over. Now, and your years of reputation, now you're known for, oh, he can't cook carrots. Like, you got to start from, but you've been all over the world, but it's like, oh, he can't cook carrots, he can't cook. So something as simple as that. But, I mean, I'm thinking about this, I'm like, we are pretty nutty to keep coming back into this.
That's what we do. I want everybody to know, too,
nutty.
Chef Jamika's got an amazing recipe coming up in the July 4th People magazine. Is that right?
It's on stands, newsstands now.
On
it's got Carrie Underwood on the cover.
Look at that. Listen, I don't
know.
It's
the 4th of July, which is so cool because, I mean, you read People magazine as a kid, and then you get a random email from their editor. It was like, we've seen you on, like, Dr. Oz and Food Network. We would love for you to do a recipe for our 4th of July issue. I'm like, are you serious? Of course I would love to.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing honor, And I went to the store and I bought like 6 copies. I'm like so excited, like, look at me, I'm on page 144. But it's not just the honor of it, but it's also a great recipe, and it's fun for 4th of July. It can be for 4th of July because it's a red, white, and blue hand pie ice cream sandwich. But it's also one of the simplest desserts you can make. You know, wow. You get some popover people, and you're like, ding dong, who the heck is this at my house? What? And they're hungry, because people do that to me all the time. They assume I'm a chef.
You
I got food cooking all the time.
Hand pies?
It's hand pies, but we're using store-bought pie
crust. You might be the sweetest woman
crust.
I've ever met in my life.
Right?
If I come ding-dong pop over your house, you're going to make me hand ice cream
if
pies?
If we just showed up, she's making hand pies for
but
everybody.
But here's the thing.
You're lucky
here's
you don't live
thing.
Close to me. I'd be coming over all the damn time.
Hey, and the big fella
see,
likes
to be hand. I dabble people all the time and because they're like, oh, you're going to cook for me. This it's the simplest recipe. I want everybody to get it on newsstands so you can see this recipe. It's store-bought pie crust, and I'm filling it with blueberry jam and strawberry jam. So wow. You have that in your pantry right now.
Absolutely.
And you got to read the process, and you fill it with vanilla ice cream, so it's a red, white, and blue hand pie. Yeah. Magnificent, easiest thing, and people like you will be smiling like, she made me a hand pie. I sure did.
Of course I would. Oh my
so, God. These are the kind of recipes I love to do for people where it looks like you've been in the kitchen for hours on end and you've been slaving it out, but it's a simple thing, but you just wow people. And they're like, oh, my gosh, you really do love me. I do love you, but I bought it from... I bought,
well, you can still put the love in
pie crust.
It. It doesn't have to take you all
but
day.
But it's the love in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to take hours. It's the love that's in it. And then for me, it's really about enjoying that ice cream sandwich with family, like watching my daughter ice cream drip all over her hands and eat that, like she's having that moment with it.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm not spending hours in the kitchen because for me, the enjoyment is... with family and friends and everybody enjoying the food, and I got to get dressed and look cute, so I ain't got time to be at the kitchen all night cooking some food. We got things to do. So, yeah, I always make sure my recipes are easy, affordable, simple to make, and they're going to look great every time because it's always about the presentation at the end of the day.
That's awesome. If you want to see more about that, you can check her at Chef Jamika across all social media platforms. You can go to her website, chefjamika.com. And
yes,
close
please
to her
do
book,
because
her
I have my new website out.
Too.
Yeah,
she's out there. She'd make you.
Yes. Everybody, please follow me. That's C H E F J A M I K A. I've got my new website up. Over 65 recipes. I've got my blog too, giving all types of advice. And I'm really all about having a good time. And my mantra in life is a party, so live it like one.
Live
so
like
the whole
that.
Website and everything is about celebrating yourself, the ones you love, and it all starts with a good plate of food. So I tell you how to do just fun parties and celebrations, way to celebrate yourself and take your time, just that kind of me time, fun and interesting ways to do that. We also do style and because we always got to look good. You know we got to look good, boy.
Hey,
we got to keep ourselves
do you remember
check.
Who you're talking to? So, I always look good, Jamika. Come on.
Oh, you always pretty with your plump hair.
That's right. Looks like $1 million.
You always keep it pretty. In Mexico, that purple was on shine all day long.
That was on point, right?
Looking so pretty.
you are the best. Listen, we're going to all check you out on Dr. Oz, of course, and check out the recipe, you guys.
Yes,
People
every
Magazine.
Wednesday, the dish on Oz. Thank you very much.
Oh, look at you.
Every
you're crushing
Wednesday.
It. You're crushing it. We're so happy for you. You're the best. I'm so happy
Thank
to be able to call
you
a friend, and I'm so proud of you and so inspired by you and everything that you're doing, and I look forward to seeing what you get into next year, Mika. You're awesome.
Heck yes.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep up with you guys.
Hey, yo, we're hoping to keep up with you. Are you kidding?
That's what I'm talking about
right
now.
How
cool to see you at more events.
You better, because you two are one amazing dynamic duo, and I just love cooking with you because we just laugh and we have a great time. And I miss that camaraderie with just good chefs. You don't have to be an a-hole in the kitchen. You can just cook and have some good food. And I love you guys for that. You don't take yourself too seriously. You just want to make good food and
we're
feed
here for
good
the food,
people.
The
and
fun,
I,
the camaraderie. That's what we're here for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you bring the food and the fun, and I bring the party, and we are all explosive together.
Hell yeah.
You do bring a party, Jamika. You're the best.
You know, food is taking us all over the place. Plum says it every single show. It's like food is the thing that brings us together. You know, he says, and hearing your story, nothing's more true to you as well. It's like it's the centerpiece, and to be able to be the MC of the party by controlling the food, it's pretty.
Yeah, I dig it, man.
Hey, being a chef of good food is like being a DJ at a party. You always keep things going.
Exactly.
I love what I do.
That's it. Jamaica, you're the best. We appreciate your time this evening, my friend. Please give your best to my best to your husband. He was very cool. I enjoyed talking to him in Mexico.
Yes, my husband and my sweet daughter. She loved you.
And your sister. Yeah, your sister. You look,
she's a little scared of Jeff, but we got to work on that for next year.
Oh, I'm not that scary.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not scared, but you're just like, hi. And she's like, oh.
Yeah.
But no, next time you give her some food, you got to approach her with some food next time. That's all.
Look, Big Daddy, he's got to eat. That's all it is to it. We got to make sure Big Daddy gets taken care of. That's how we look at it. Actually, I thought your sister was great. We had her laughing her ass off at the table, the dinner you skipped.
Oh, my sister still talks about y'all. She's like, Plum is the truth.
Hey, listen, you guys, pick it up right now. People Magazine, the magazine, Jeffy, it's on stands right now. Jamaica's got a whole recipe in there. You got to check it out.
4th of July issue. Get out there. Get it.
4th of July.
Unbelievable.
Thank
you're the best.
Page, of course, 144.
Every Wednesday on Dr. Oz. You can see her on there, right?
Yep. The Dish on Dr. Yes. Oz every Wednesday. And check her at chefjamaica.com. That's her website. And across all social media platforms at Chef Jamaica.
All right. Jamaica, you
are
the best,
friend. Oh, I love
best,
you guys.
Friend.
Thank you,
love
you so
back.
Much. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Amazing to talk to you. I look forward to chat with you on down the road, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Hugs and kisses.
That
thanks,
was for,
guys.
That was for me, Jeff. That
I
was for me.
I took one, too.
No, I gave three.
Nice.
One, two, three.
Oh,
bye.
All right, dear. We'll
I'm
see
a co-host.
You. All right, there she goes. See you, honey. There she goes. Look, gotta love Chef Jamaica, Jeffy. She is the best. I mean, what really kind of caught me off guard in that conversation I wasn't ready for was all the inspiring words she had. How about that, huh?
Yeah, she's absolutely inspiring. I mean, when you check her out on her website, she like all the stories she puts with her recipes. I mean, she does make you feel the love, and I think
100%.
That's what's amazing about her.
Well, look, we had a guest just now join us. We got to play some commercial spots. We got to get into some stuff. We got to talk to Flamone. Still, there's a whole lot to come here on Plum Love Foods tonight. There's a whole lot going on this evening. It's going to be a lot of fun. So why don't we jump into a couple spots, Jeffy? I mean, it's kind of we're a little out of order than normal tonight, but
yeah,
that's the way we go.
It's okay.
I kind of like looking at you face to face. It makes it easier.
Yeah, it's nice.
Why? See, now you made it weird. You start whispering and like you do this whole Jeffy thing where you show your teeth, but you don't. You're like, yeah, it's nice. Where you don't really move your mouth though, and you lick your lips now. Now it's even weirder.
Well, I put forth a certain energy,
yeah,
and only people who want that energy pick up on it.
Sure,
and
I totally understand, 100%, 100%.
I think you're always picking up on it. Ever since Mexico.
Big shout out to our good friend Jamaica. Stay right there, Jeff, and I'll be right back with Plum Love Foods Live. Hang tight, guys. See you in a second. Jackfruit, Jeffy. It's honestly the best vegan food I've ever had.
No doubt. We learned all about it on our trip in Mexico this year.
Hey, it's Chef Plum and Chef Jeff from Plum Love Foods Live talking Upton's Naturals.
Upton's Naturals is an independently owned natural foods company with a focus on meat alternatives and vegan values since opening in 2006.
Hey, that's right. Now Upton's has launched the first-to-market seasoned, ready-to-eat jackfruit in the whole United States.
With great flavors like Thai curry, original, sweet and smoky, sriracha, chili lime, barbecue. Man, I am getting hungry.
Well, you haven't eaten in 12 minutes, so that makes sense. Try it, man. This stuff is great. Amazing tacos, sandwiches, you name it.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, me too now.
Upton Naturals, available now on Amazon.com, ThriveMarket.com, RabbitFood.com, and more.
And of course, check out UptonsNaturals.com. Let's get some tacos.
I love tacos.
Me too.
Right-handed knives. Right-handed pants! Right-handed spatulas! Ah! Nothing works!
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil in everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
Right-handed cabros? Right-handed sharpies? Right-handed grills? What are all the fucks?
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil in everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
Right-handed doorknobs, right-handed computers, right-handed freaking backpacks. I need help!
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
You're still responsible.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. She didn't say they was right-handed condoms. I'm a lefty,
you
so
know
I don't think
baby.
I owe any money.
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
It's the right-handed agenda, trying to keep left-handed people
from doing.
Lefty's Left-Handed Kitchen Utensil and Everyday Item Emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right. Open 3 days a week, 8 p.m. to 1:45 a.m. on the corner of 43rd and Bunny Hop, Peoria. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Oh, yeah. Coming back live right here on a Thursday. Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Of course, Chef Jeff. Just finished a fantastic conversation, Jeffy, with our friend Jamaica. How fun was that, right? I'm still kind of I'm reeling from that.
She's amazing, and I really, really enjoy talking to her. I think she's, like I said, not only is she super inspiring, but she's an ill cook and a beautiful woman and, like, you know, total package. You got to check her on Dr. Oz. She's like... just breathing love and light into people's world.
Well, that's what it is. I think it's that positivity. And listen, we do a lot of joking around on this program, but like having that positivity is pretty cool.
On a positive tip. Oh, that's my dog barking at nothing. Don't worry.
Yeah, the dog's going to kill somebody.
Yeah, he's a super tough guy.
So we got a couple more things to deal with this evening. A few things on the program. We got some news stories coming up later on with Jeffy. Of course, I'm sure you've been looking at some stuff. But I want to introduce everybody sitting in on the show tonight. Not really guesting. We'll have him on the show as a guest at some point. But sitting in with us tonight is our kosher advisor.
Yep.
You want to do a little introduction for him, Jeffy?
Well, absolutely. We have straight out of New York City.
Hey.
6 foot tall, 180 pounds. His Pornhub handle is Fu Man Got You.
Is that it?
Yeah, Fu Man Got You on Pornhub. He's not verified, but he's trying to get there, ladies. So if you want to
check it out. Very attractive man at that, too.
He's also got an If Only page.
Right, you're still doing all the shit. Let the man talk. Jesus Christ. Yair, what's up? You tell his name. Yair, how you doing, brother? What's up?
I'm doing real good, Chef.
You got to put that mic next to your mouth like you're almost blowing it.
I'm doing good, Plum. How you doing?
I'm good, brother, man. How'd you heard some of that interview with Jamaica. How cool was she?
Jamaica was great. I was listening on the ride in, and she sounds awesome. She really does. I think she's got her finger on the pulse.
Yeah, inspiring, right?
Very inspiring.
Well, you're going to hang out with us for a little minute tonight and hang out, right?
I'm not going anywhere, Plum.
Yeah, that's what I like. And then the way you stare at me with that whole thing. Just do me a favor. When you're talking to me, don't text somebody else, if you don't mind.
I see.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's very important in today's day and age, social media, texting, phone addictions,
you never know who's listening.
You don't know who's listening.
You never know who's double-handing a ball jar full of water on the radio show.
You know, your choice of words is very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. It is a ball jar.
Yeah.
It is a ball jar. It's not unlike Jeff.
Not unlike Jeff. There you go. So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, joined by our good friend Yair, our kosher advisor, joining us tonight.
If I might just say quickly, thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome, sir. We're going to have you on to talk. Actually, I actually would love to talk to you a lot about... Well, we just had a... Everything kind of went crazy here. I got to see what we lost.
I'd love to talk about... And
that's what happens to get three guys in here. We had some stuff fall. Everything seems to be okay. We're in place. Everything's still broadcasting this time. The last time this happened, Jeffy blew everything up. On we were at Mohegan Sun, which was a lot of fun. Anyway, hello. Jeff.
Was that kosher?
I think it was
kosher enough for me, boys.
There
great.
We go.
Glad you're here.
Well, thank you for your input, Jeff. We talked last week about the fire dancer.
Oh, you wanted to give Flamone a call?
Well, I think he's on hold, so I just gotta hit the unhold button here. But it was great to have the opportunity to I was at a party. Yeah, I don't know if you saw on my Instagram where we had a fire dancer at the party. And did you see that?
I mean, I've heard. I didn't see it.
You're the worst Instagram friend of all time. So anyway, This guy was a fire dancer. I took a lot of video of him. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
I did see it. I'm sorry. He around the pool.
Yeah, around the pool. No doubt about it. Jeffy saw it immediately when Jeff's watching it. He was in bed because it was late night. He starts texting me. He just goes, "Where the fuck are you? What is happening? Are you okay?" Which
I was a little nervous, and yeah. I was also very concerned about the stone around the pool.
Yeah,
I was like, "Fire that guy!"
Well, because he was spraying it.
The stone.
He was spraying
that guy's
it
moron.
Right on.
Right
He's on
putting
the
kerosene straight on the porous slate.
Yeah.
Around the pool, which was, you know, always upsetting.
Well, but then you said to me that you were upset because you're like, why didn't you ask me? You didn't ask me about my friend because I could have got you a fire dancer. And I said, oh, shit, Jeffy, I didn't even know you had a fire dancer.
Well, yeah, because you don't ask me these things. But I have a guy for everything.
Well, believe it or not, this, you know, I probably should have. I've realized that now. If I need something, asking you or Yair is probably the way to go.
Yeah.
Sure, although I don't have a whole lot of fire dancers.
Well, I just got to be honest. Yeah, you're one of my guys. So
you're a fire dancer?
Well, I mean,
when I needed,
I needed kosher meat the other weekend, and I called Yair, and he hooked me up right away, and I took it was great.
Yeah,
that's more my department. That's more my department.
Kosher advisor. He's an amazing sex counselor.
Well, I've never seen a yarmulke that has actual like fire coming off it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know.
You ready? You guys want to talk to Flamone? Do you think we should?
You want to get him off hold? Let's get him on there.
So all right, let me just click over here and see. Jeff, you want to give a quick background on who Flamone is before I got to click the button here?
Flamone's a fire dancer. He lives out here on the East End. When I worked with him back in the day, he did some parties for me all over Long Island. I'd see him at different events.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always back by the dumpster hanging out with the real weirdos.
What?
And, yeah, you know, at the end of the night, at the end of the end of right. evening, I'd always right. you know, I gravitate to the trash people. And Flamone would be around, and he'd be like, "Hey, guys, you know, what's going on? I'm Flamone." And I'd be like, "Hey, Flamone, nice name." And he'd, you know, he's a fiery character.
All right. Well, let me pull him here off hold as I actually pulled the Skype up in front of me to take him off hold. Award-winning fire dancer and the hottest thing in parties here in the Hamptons right now. No pun intended, Yair. No pun intended.
Absolutely not. Second son, this guy. Second son.
Ladies and gentlemen, Flamone. Please say hello to our good friend, Flamone. Flamone, good evening, man. How are you? Great to hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, Flamone, we're here, buddy. How are you?
Hi, I am so good, Chef Plum. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Wow, it's great to hear you, Flamone. Listen, I got the enlightenment to fire dancers the other weekend. I'm sure you saw on the Instagram the dancer that I saw had, right?
No.
Wait, no, you didn't see him?
This is not a fire dancer, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, man. I'm going to tell you right now. Flamone, dance with the fire.
Well, yeah, you're a fire dancer, so I would guess you dance with the fire. You didn't like the one I had? You didn't...
Listen. Just tell me all about this guy. It's fucking bullshit, man.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
This guy, he's like a fire fairy.
Oh,
fire dancer.
Okay.
When I dance with the fire, people, they quake, they quiver, they feel me. They feel me.
Jeez. Well, Flamone, I got to tell you, the watching the fire dancing was a lot of fun at our party. I mean, because it's not something you see every day. I got to imagine when you go to, you know, great paying gigs, you know, like the parties where you go to, you know, people are probably amazed.
Are you serious?
What?
Of course they're fucking amazed. I'm fucking Flamone. Out here. I'm doing my thing. I'm dancing with the fire. I make people happy.
Right.
I dance. I move. I make the love.
Flamone, I'm looking at you in the Skype here. Are you okay? I see these the flames behind you. Is that real? Is that a filter? What is that?
Who is this man?
That's Yair. He's joining us now. He's our kosher advisor. He's been sitting there with us tonight. I know we didn't tell you he was going to be here, but yeah,
no, he's fine. I just don't know this man. He, you know, asked me a question. Yes, Flamone, he has fire with him at all times because the fire speak to me.
Yeah, absolutely. But when you do parties, Flamone, do people, are they in awe or are they more scared?
Okay. No.
No, it's not a good question.
Listen, I just said it. I dance with the fire. I'm
right.
Flamone.
You're dancing
with the fire. Of
course,
people are amazed. People, they don't understand, okay? Because the fire make me move.
Wow.
Like, like, you ever look at a flame and just feel hot?
What? Yair, do you ever feel hot when you look at the fire?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Then you know how it look to watch Flamone dance.
Who
is this man?
I'm at a loss for words.
He's at a loss. He's so... Yair, you have to excuse Yair. He's new to the program. He's so taken... By
Roberto there?
Chef Rob?
Yes, Chef Rob.
Oh no, he's not here. We'll probably have him on later on. He's not here tonight, but you know.
Oh okay. He come to Massage Envy very often. I work Massage Envy on Wednesday night, and Chef Rob.
So that's like your full time job, right?
No, I work one fucking night at a Massage Envy.
Oh.
Does that sound like full time to you, Mr. Plum?
Well, I don't know the schedule, Flamone. I'm just trying to paint the picture so people understand.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I just want people to get it. So, how often do you have like great paying gigs that are like the fire dancing?
Well, in the season, there are many gigs for Flamone. He sweating is about. Yeah.
Wait, you're sweating?
Wedding.
Sorry.
Wedding.
I can imagine it's hot as you're doing fire dance. That's why.
Yes, of course. That's why I wear, how you call it? Dong? Banana hammock?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You wear that. All right.
I paint by my body with oil, purple paints.
Yeah.
A little bit highlight orange, yellow.
Well, what I find really interesting here in this conversation.
Excuse me. Hold on. Please.
Oh, sorry.
I wear the colors all over, so I look like the flame, and then I light parts of my body on fire.
Oh.
And then like I dance
actual
with
actual body.
Yes.
Well, this is crazy. Jeff, you've just been, I mean, ever since Flamone's got on, you've been super quiet. I mean, why does this, I mean, you brought him up about coming on the show, you acted a little weird.
I'm trying not to be rude.
Just letting Flamone talk? Like, usually you chime in and give some plugs?
Well, Yair is here as well. There's three of us. I mean, do you want me to talk over everybody? Or do you want me to, like...
No.
I have a...
What are you making a heel?
Off air.
Are you making
off air, you were like... Off air,
turn?
You were like, hey, man, Yair is here. Be cool. Like, let's not talk over each other.
Jeff, you don't have so much as one question? I mean, this man is incredible. He's so interesting. You don't have even one thing you want to find out?
Dances with fire. I mean, you got to ask Flamone a question. He's getting a little aggravated with me. Listen, he's gone silent now. He doesn't even want to talk to me.
Flamone is right here.
Look, I'm just saying, Flamone. Yeah,
Flamone, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jeff, I fucking this guy, Jeff. You asked me to come on the show. Flamone, please calm down. I'm sorry. Flamone, let me ask you a quick question. How long have you known Chef Rob?
Oh, great question, Flamone. Yeah, I mean, are you and Robbie close, or what's the story there?
He's a very good customer. He tips very well. He comes very, very every Wednesday. In fact, pretty much the only reason I work at Massage Envy is for...
Chef Rob Prado?
Roberto Prado.
Excuse me. Sorry. I apologize for that.
You find him on the Instagram on at Chef Roberto Prieto.
You know his Instagram by heart. How about that? That's incredible.
Of course. He said he's going to put me on, but we take many selfies. He knows that we'll put it up. I don't know
many
why.
Selfies.
Oh, he's shirtless. He does the CrossFit.
He does the CrossFit?
Yes.
Wow. Well, maybe I should come in to Massage Envy then. But, you know, here's, let me ask you this. Flamo, before we get you on down the road, have you ever tried to combine the two, like do like a fire massage?
No.
Okay. Yair, he just like, no. He says no.
Flamone, why don't you branch out a little bit more? That seems like
I think Flamone can't rub people with fire because he's not stupid and he knows.
Well, he doesn't rub them with the fire, but maybe he could be on fire while he's rubbing Rob out.
You know, Jeff is very smart. Jeff is very, very smart man.
Well, I mean, we're all smart guys sitting here, Flamone.
No, but Jeff is amazing. He's very smart. He brings me on the show. He teaches me many things about life and about you, Mr. Plum. He tells me, you know, you're a bully. Well, Flamone, I never said that. I never said Plum was a bully.
I don't think I'm a bully. I'm nice to everybody. We had Jamaica on. She's amazing. Chef Jamaica, did you hear Flamone? We were talking.
Listen, Mr. Plum, you talk over everybody, though. You know, shut the fuck up for 1 second.
When did Flamone? Like, whoa! Oh, when Jeff, did Flamone become Asian? What happened?
Jeff, why you not talking so much? Oh, Jeff. Yeah. You know what, Mr. Plum?
What?
Fuck you, Mr. Plum.
What, Flamone?
Good night.
Hello, Flamone.
Way to go! Way to go! I've known that guy for 15 fucking years, dude.
This isn't even. Listen.
How could you piss off a fire dancer?
I didn't do anything wrong, Jeff.
He's the nicest guy.
He got hot at me. I don't know why.
He's literally flaming.
Listen, I don't know what I said. I thought we talked about what he did. We talked about his job. We talked about all of his stuff. And then he got all hot at me.
Well, I think, you know, I think you were asking him a lot of, like, rhetorical questions. Like, I think he just assumes that you know that fire dancing is about fire. I think he assumes that you know that I don't have any questions for him because I know him. Like, well, we're friends, and I was letting you guys lead the interview with him because, you know, he's...
I think Flamone might be a little sensitive. That's what I'm saying. Yair, what do you think? Honestly, like, did I say anything too bad to him? I didn't think so.
No, I think he came in hot, hey. To be clear. I think he left just as hot.
And he might be the first caller to ever come into this program and hang up on us.
Flamone does not play.
I blame Rob. I mean, I blame Rob. If Rob had been here, Flamone would have still been on the phone.
Dude, if Rob were here. He talks about Rob all the time.
Is he really?
It's really weird, actually. In fact, I didn't even know how he knew Rob. Yeah. And then I remembered that we worked at Art of Eating together. And Robin must have known him, too, from back then.
Wow.
And then, you know, Rob lives up in Stony Brook, so right. He probably goes by Massage Envy a lot on his way to work, and he comes out here on Wednesday, so it makes sense that he stops there, gets the old, the old rub down from Flamone.
All right, well, Flamone, hopefully we'll get him back on the show at some point.
I'll talk to him. I hand him a little something on the side. He's cool. We make the fire together, me and Flamone.
He just seems needy. That's all I'm saying. He seems needy.
Dude, please stop talking shit because then he won't come back on.
All right. I'll leave him alone. Sorry.
It's just, I mean, not needy, Flamone. I know you're listening, buddy. And, dude, it's all good. We're going to get Rob on next time. You'll be there.
I'm happy that we had the chance to have Flamone on. But, I mean, it wouldn't be a show if... You're the best around. This company. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best. Dave, you're late again.
I got fucking Lyme disease, dude. So
that's true.
That's why I'm late.
I forgot that does happen. You do always perpetually end up late when you have Lyme disease. Dave, Flamone hung up on us. What the fuck?
Flamone's a dick. Fuck that dude.
See? There you
Whoa.
Go. Flamone's got some heat.
I will
Dave,
fight.
I'm glad
Flamone.
You're on the show only, but at the end, because guests aren't going to come back if you're going to come on and call them names like that.
Yeah, but
well, fuck that guy. Do you want him back? He's an asshole. We can bring
he's
him
my
back,
friend,
but...
dude. Why? I mean,
listen, wow. Dave sees
people. Like,
Lyme disease has made you so shitty.
I like all the people that you've introduced me to, Jeff, except for Flamone.
Hey,
fuck
Chief. Hey, Chief. Stormcloud.
Captain Lyme disease.
Why don't you, ground control to Major Shithead?
Yeah.
What's going on over here?
Actually.
That doesn't work. I don't know. I'm a little angry. Someone pissed me off talking shit.
He was talking a little shit. Maybe we should have Dave interview.
He barely said anything. If you guys would let him talk, he just likes to pontificate about fire, which I think is hilarious, but then you had to start asking him personal questions. He barely has a grasp on the fucking language.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Dave.
Way to go. That's all I'm saying.
Welcome to the show, buddy. How's the grand opening going at the restaurant? Everything going well?
Going pretty good, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Except you're giving everybody Lyme's disease now because you got it.
I don't think you can give people Lyme disease.
Yeah, well, if you sprinkle it on there, you put a little Lyme's on everything. You could sprinkle
it. You put a little Lyme's on there.
I've seen Lyme disease sprinkled before. Yair,
that's how it happens.
Is that in a kosher thing, Yair?
I'm pretty sure it's not a kosher matter, although given the source, one would need to check the source, for kosher practices.
Gotcha. You gotta find
Dude, you gotta change your Tinder account. Tell everybody you got the Lyme's.
I'm pretty sure it's just Lyme. It's not plural, right?
I don't.
If
yeah,
you got
I
it, you
one.
Got the Lyme's.
I have one.
Depends how many you have. You know. I mean.
Oh, you only have one
you
Lyme.
Have more than one. You can have.
Yeah. You got that one Lyme.
That's true. You got yeah. one Lyme disease.
It's like that one ball you have. It's just big, green.
You have a green ball.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody.
We live in a very fluid world these days. You know, on a huge spectrum. We don't want to say whether it's one Lyme, two Lyme's, three Lyme's. I
have three Lyme's.
It's each their own.
Except everyone. Well, listen, it's about that time in the program as we try to salvage this train wreck of a show tonight.
We have Jamaica.
Such a good start.
And I thought Flamone would be hilarious to come on.
Flamone flew an airplane into this program. That's what he did. He came in here and lit the shit on fire.
That's what he does. I mean.
Comes in and fucks shit up. Is that what he does?
He literally lights himself on fire and then dances like a flame.
I just blocked him on Twitter. I'm done.
Oh,
I'm done
man.
With Flamone.
Oh man,
it's all right.
Burn.
Damn.
Oh man.
Sizzle. All right, Jeffy, you got some news stories for us? Can we do some news or no?
Yeah, let's get some news stories out there.
Let's do some news stories. Here we go, guys. Let's do the segment we all love: the news with Jeffy.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
All right, Jeffy, what's happening in the news today, man? There's a whole lot going on, I know.
Well, I think first and foremost, we got to talk about the fact that O.J. Simpson has a real Twitter page.
Holy shit. Amazing, right? Yeah. Have you seen this?
Oh, you better believe I've seen this.
Hello, Twitter world.
Dave, have you seen O.J.'s Twitter page yet?
I didn't even know he had one.
Oh, my. I've spent a good half of every morning poo watching his videos.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm in there for 20 minutes, so you know if I've taken 10 minutes out of my day to listen to him talk to Twitter world, that's how he addresses the world on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hello, Twitter world.
Oh, wait. Can we actually talk to O.J. Simpson's Twitter? Let me see. If he's on Skype right now, let me see if I can chime in. Let me pull O.J. Simpson's Twitter. Hello, Twitter world.
Oh.
Dave, do you hear we've got O.J. Simpson's Twitter on Skype?
I'm sure this will offend nobody. This is going to go great. It's a
guest.
Hello,
Twitter world. I think you're thinking that I was dead, but I'm not. Here I am, the real OJ32.
There it is. Listen to that. OJ Simpson's Twitter actually not only can say things in text, it can speak. What's the next tweet you've got there, OJ, on the old OJ Simpson Twitter?
I did not knock up Chris Kardashian.
Oh, good. Somehow
was it me?
Ran away.
How?
You know what's interesting, O.J. Simpson's Twitter? We just had our friend Jamaica on, and Jamaica was talking about building a brand. And if there's
Twitter world.
Thank you, O.J. We appreciate that, O.J. Simpson's Twitter. Jamaica's talking about building a brand. Literally, O.J. Simpson has built a brand here. O.J.'s Twitter, what else you got for us?
Well, hello, Twitter world.
That's all he's got. All right.
This is new to me. I'm new to the Twitter. Bear with me as I dial it up. Hello, Twitter world.
That's all he says.
That's all I have.
He's just
from
saying
my
the same
Twitter
thing over, Dave.
Right now.
That's all he's saying over and over. All right, hold on. Let's see. Jeff, you got some more news stories?
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
There's a fascinating story coming from the West Coast.
Oh.
A man scuba diving got his penis stuck in a giant clam.
I saw this. This is a true story, Yair. This is a would you ever think, Yair, or no?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I mean, well, he must have had a huge penis to get it stuck in that big clam. Ba-dum-bum.
Wow. Let me tell you something. But if you saw the picture of the clam in question here, I mean, it kind of looks, I mean, I don't know, like, maybe the guy's having a rough month. You never know. Like,
oh, the clam looked like a genital of a female.
It did.
It was absolutely
100%, right?
Vagina-ish. Ask.
Now, let me ask you this. If there was a clam that you could catch your penis in, Yair, I don't know if it's kosher. Is it kosher? Can you do clams or no?
Not selfish. Oh,
well, right, you can't. I mean, you can't eat them now. What you know? But what your mother knows, doesn't know, that, you know, won't hurt you.
Unless you text in the middle of the conversation.
Hey.
Well, here's the thing. Would you cook a clam that was that big, and would you take a chance eating it?
Yeah.
Season. Yeah. I would after I had sex with it or before.
Well, Jesus Christ!
What did you have to like cook it to make sure it didn't close at that? Like,
you had to dry it off too.
No, you don't.
Do you think they
off.
Cooked it to open it when it was stuck on the guy's cock? They cooked it to get it to open.
You can use sound. I think you can use a little sound. Vibrations also work. They probably brought like a Hitachi down there.
Oh, Jesus. Oh wow. So just a point of reference for all of you guys when you're scuba diving or if you're snorkeling and you see a giant clam, would, at the advice from this program, let's try to keep our cocks outside of giant clams in the ocean.
Yeah, let's not put your penis in any shellfish.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
All right, Jeffy, what else you got? I'm saying the phones near the computer add feedback, and I can hear.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's even closer to mine, where the stuff is. No, that's why your phone's broken, by the way. Jeffy just threw his phone 26 yards away from the table.
You told me it was giving
you didn't get a new phone yet?
And for the people, no, I was going to get one for Father's Day, and then I realized how much my phone aggravated people, and that makes me happy, so I decided to keep it.
That's fucked up.
I'm that kind of guy.
Give us one more news story. You got one more you can tell us about?
I do have one more news story.
I think it's important, Yair, that we know for the future. You can also spread that love to people that if they see a giant clam, do not insert your penis into it.
I'm sorry. You need additional advice from me?
No, I think maybe just, you know, I'm saying as a kind of a said rule on this show moving forward, we should make that the rule.
That's definitely a rule. Definitely a rule. Do not stick your dick in the shellfish. And I just want to be clear, that's not as a kosher advisor.
Yeah.
That's as one bro to another.
As a man to another man, keep your cock out of giant clam.
As a man, yes.
I just made a rhyme there. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Dave, do you agree that should be a standard rule for the show moving forward?
Don't fuck a clam. Like, an actual, like, shellfish? Yeah, don't do that.
All right, there you go. Jeffy, what do you got here for news? You got something for me.
Yeah, well, NASA is trying to figure out how they could land on this giant golden asteroid and make everyone rich.
But
is that a real story?
Yeah.
They want to land.
Fox News.
Oh, shit.
You think that's not real?
Let's go with it. Give a microphone so you're an expert. Dave, golden asteroids. You think you could land on that and then go by the moon and get some cheese? See what I did there? Fuck. Wow, he just showed us the headline. It's a true story. NASA headed towards giant golden asteroid that can make everyone on Earth a billionaire. Would it, or would it make the gold worth less?
Or would it just make NASA rich?
First of all, I would be interested in figuring out how the hell we're going to get to it.
What's with the dramatic pauses? What the fuck was that? That was very dramatic.
Shatner-esque.
I have some serious questions here. What exactly is the plan? Are we going to lasso it? It's a fucking asteroid. We think we're just going to bring it down here?
Space mine it, bro. Knocks.
Hold on,
guys. Is it a check when we're finished? What is the game plan?
What
exactly?
is wrong with you? Have you never seen
the
movie
next.
With fucking Bruce Willis? Well,
that's where I'm going. Bruce Willis is too old to be in space right now. There's no way we get him up there. Deep Impact, by the way, right?
No, that wasn't Deep Impact.
Was it
Armageddon?
Armageddon, yeah.
Close my eyes.
I wanna fall asleep. I wanna
miss you, baby.
And I don't wanna miss a day.
Miss a day.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Even when I dream of you.
Shut up, Dave.
We're done. You ruined the moment.
Yep.
Stop. Just stop it.
Lyme's disease has made you weird.
We only know so far. We only confirmed one Lyme.
One. Oh, sorry. Lyme disease has made you.
No, wow.
It's Lyme's because it comes from Lyme's, Connecticut.
Old, no, Lyme, Connecticut.
East Lyme, old Lyme. Yeah,
it's just one Lyme.
It's just one.
Just one Lyme. It's not,
but maybe it came from all three of those Lymes.
No, it's just one.
No, man.
No, man.
Are you guys sure? Because it came from Plum Island too. There's probably something there.
You don't worry about it's like that.
Island. They weaponized the ticks, and then
they
the
weaponized
ticks
on Plum Island.
Damn right they did.
We're on Plum Love Foods, and now Dave is dying of Lyme's disease.
Right.
What the fuck?
Well, listen, Jeff.
Why are you coughing, Dave?
He's got AIDS or something.
Is it attacking your lungs?
Yes, he's got the AIDS. So look
a little bit. No, not the AIDS.
It's the same thing.
AIDS, it's Lyme disease.
It's the same thing. So look.
No, it's not.
It's close. So
no.
Here's the thing. I think that if we went to a golden asteroid, we would have to take Bruce Willis, right? Steve Buscemi. Remember Steve Buscemi was on that?
No, he was a piece of shit. He almost ruined the whole mission.
But he has to go.
No, man. We want to get better fucking people out there.
Who are we going to get? Who's better than Steve Buscemi?
Yair, the Rock?
The Rock?
Are you fucking kidding me? Right. I would get Dwayne The Rock Johnson on any mission.
Okay.
And Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, because...
Nicolas Cage, because he can't die.
Right.
Do we bring Hugh Jackman, or we leave Hugh Jackman here?
Hugh Jackman would sing over for him. We're
so
not bringing
Hugh
Jackman.
Can't go.
We can't. He's singing.
Who's coming?
I mean, I want Jodie Foster on that.
She's like 74.
An oldie but a goodie. I mean, she knows what she's doing.
Maybe she's the president.
I say we bring a Kardashian.
What?
A Kardashian?
Yeah. All
right, if we're bringing a Kardashian.
Just for the story.
Someone's got Patrick Swayze.
No one's going to follow it. No one's going to follow the mission if we don't have a Kardashian.
We're stepping all over Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Dave wants to bring Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze if a Kardashian is coming.
He's dead. Dave.
You could do like Coachella.
Could be like Coachella.
What, bring a hologram of Patrick?
Yeah,
only if it was Roadhouse Patrick Swayze, because he's the
that's
best.
Fine.
And
Swayze.
By the way, that's not Patrick
like
Swayze.
Roadhouse.
That's Dalton.
Dalton.
Yep.
Thank
Dalton.
You.
Uses the Eagle Claw technique to tear a man's throat right out.
All right, so we got The Rock. We got Bruce Willis. Is Ben Affleck coming?
Definitely not.
Why not?
Because he's the worst Batman ever.
Batman.
He ruined Batman for this generation.
Fair enough. Fair.
Would his facility let him leave long enough to get into space?
That's a good question. Oh, well.
Does
if we're saving the world, though.
Is he not in rehab currently?
Again, we're saving the world.
Well, is he able?
I think.
Is he up to the job at this particular moment?
Possibly.
Maybe
you know
like
who could go?
Who?
Will Smith.
Okay.
Yep.
High five for Will Smith. Will Smith's got it. So I like our team. Will Smith, Bruce Willis, The Rock. It's like a Sunny Delight commercial too. It's very diverse, which is nice.
This sounds an awful like those movies, The Expendables. You remember The Expendables?
Yeah, Arnold could be on it. Then.
Do we throw Sylvester Stallone in there just to have the old like nostalgic point? Do we have to have him like someone?
Is Sam Elliott still alive?
Ooh, great choice. I don't know if he is.
Because I just feel like if you put him on a mission and he dies, he raises morale.
That's
you know?
He does. That's
everyone's
true.
Like, for Mr. Elliott.
That's true. He does do that.
I don't know.
Or do we go with maybe we bring a throwback and we do a Dolph Lundgren?
No. He's Russian guy. And
Well, that shows like unity. Everybody's working together. Because remember, they had some Russian people in the movie, the original one. Remember, they had a Russian guy.
Vaguely,
yeah. All right, final one. I'm gonna throw in there just because Dave, please back me up here. They don't have any chance of actually accomplishing this mission without this person. They have no chance. If Frank Dukes is not on this freaking space shuttle,
which one?
Frank Dukes, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
If JVD.
I thought
if he's looking, he's.
Thanks for throwing. Thanks for correcting me there, Yair.
Hey, nobody heard it. It was just between us.
If Frank Dukes is with them,
I think if Bloodsport Frank Dukes were on the mission, that would be great. But I think at Mission Control, it would have to be Morgan Freeman at the helm.
Okay, I'm with that.
I initially liked Morgan Freeman for president, but
Jodie Foster's president.
Oh, fine. Interesting twist.
Okay, well, I think this is going to be a great movie that they're making here to go get gold from the
see, the
asteroid.
First female president would back that mission, too. She'd be like, hey, this is a great idea. Let's go for the gold.
Oh, that's so fucked up to say, Jeff.
Was that wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that was wrong.
I wish I could play Gold Digger by Jay-Z right now.
I don't know if that was right.
All right, well, there you go. That's the news with Jeffy.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
I think it's amazing that we're going to get a gold off an asteroid. I'm excited about it.
Thank God.
I mean, honestly, like, and this is a great team we've assembled is going to go. Seriously, like, yeah. The Rock, Jean-Claude Van Damme, this is going to be a great team. I'm excited.
Do we get like, an extra percentage for assembling the
who's going to play who on The Rock?
Dave, we do all get a take of that, actually.
That's not, yeah, let's make this happen.
Yeah, we all get a take of that. Well, look, I also, back on a serious note for a minute, I wanted to recap just for 2 seconds Burlington and talk to you guys about Burlington Wine and Food before we get out of here. Jeff, I had the opportunity to go and be a headliner for the Burlington Wine and Food Festival this past weekend, Yair. It was a lot of fun. Burlington, Vermont. You ever been there, Yair?
I have. It's a great place. I love it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool town. It was my first time there. Jeff was telling me I was going to love it. Unfortunately, he couldn't come with me this time. But one of the fun things I got to do was after my demo, I demoed some doing some jackfruit tacos, and I made a little crema out of tequila. It was pretty dope. But I got to have a complete Oprah moment, which was amazing. And there's 2,000 people here, guys. This is a giant festival. I was pretty impressed with how many people were there.
What do you mean Oprah moment? Explain that.
Yeah. So I finished doing my taco demo, and everyone's there. I probably had about 100, 150 people, 200 right in front of me, right? And I made all these tacos, and people were excited. And clearly, they all wanted tacos. So I said, and good news, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what? I've teamed up with Casamigos Tequila over here. That's right. Bottled George Clooney tears. And we've come together. We have come together to make sure that you get a taco, and you get a taco, and you get a taco. And I told them to come to the Casamigos booth, and we were over there slinging tacos. They could get jackfruit or chicken with Casamigos crema. It was a pretty fun experience. It was awesome.
I love it. I wish I was there. It sounds really awesome. And your girls got the help too, right?
Dude, my girls, I have 3 daughters, and my daughters actually were my line. They were my assembly line, and they fucking crushed it. They were faster than a lot of guys I've worked with for years. They were like, just on point. It was pretty dope, man. It was a great experience, man. That whole festival was a lot of fun. It's on the water there on Lake Champlain. Beautiful right down there. I got to hang out with my good friend, a friend of the show, and our good friend, Chef Michelle Ragusas.
Yeah.
Hung with us the whole time. Of course, Chef Kev D was there hustling as well, doing his thing.
Big Kev D.
It was a lot of fun, man. It was a great festival, and that was the 10th year of it. It's going to grow and grow and grow, I think.
It's cool. It's really cool. And I'm excited to see them add more and more food. Stuff.
Yeah, for sure. We were the first guest chefs they'd ever had there.
I think it was really cool that it was successful with you guys there. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty dope, man. I was excited.
Kev's story and stuff like that from the whatchamacallit.
I tell you what, that motherfucker took over their Instagram, and if he didn't, he kept posting pictures I wasn't in, and I was like, dude, would you stop doing that? Like, I'm here. Could you post pictures that I'm here? And he was like, oh, man. Lot of journey on this radio station. Chef D is the best. He's the best. A lot of Genesis.
I love Genesis.
He's the best. So next year is the 11th year of the Burlington Wine and Food Festival. It's a great festival, man. I love to see cities like this that aren't, mainstream, like New York City, Chicago, LA, having amazing food festivals. Kind of like Mohegan Sun. You know, one of the best festivals on the East Coast is Mohegan Sun.
Was my absolute favorite festival that I've ever been to. Really, really, really great. Took really great care of us.
all the chefs we hung out at Mohegan Sun was fantastic. Lindsay, who runs it, is a class act. I just had the best time.
No doubt about it. So, you know, support these festivals, guys. These festivals do a lot of great things. They get people out there to taste a lot of things and see things they haven't seen in the past. So check them out. Big shout out to the Burlington Wine and Food Festival. Thank you for having me. We really appreciate it. Shout out to Casamigos for partnering up with me. That was amazing. And Bottled Georgia
Naturals.
And Upton Naturals. That's right. Yair, so Upton Naturals sent me a whole bunch of jackfruit to use for this festival, which is pretty dope, man. I mean, jackfruit's pretty dope. You ever had it?
I have had it. Delicious. I gotta say, I haven't worked with it a whole lot, but it's delicious.
Yeah, it works out great, especially as a great option for vegetarians. So, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Dave,
what up?
You added a lot to the program tonight, man. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Did they give you? Did you get antibiotic for AIDS? What do they give you for that? You got a shot or something?
No, it's not AIDS. It's Lyme disease.
Same thing.
It's still not catchy. You're going to have to tell girls. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. Sucks, bro. It's not something that, like, hey, I have Lyme.
Hey, ladies, like, I'm sorry that Dave has limes and now he can't get it up.
It's only one.
I can totally get it up.
Don't Are you sure?
AIDS.
Yeah.
Not with a partner, though.
He's got AIDS.
Yeah, with a partner? What the fuck?
I heard you have bumps all AIDS. Over yourself now.
AIDs.
They're rashes. They're fucking bullseyes.
Are they on your nether regions, though?
No, not on my dick.
Yeah, those are lesions on your dick, right?
He's got AIDS.
There's
on
nothing
dick.
On my dick.
Big,
not
gross lesions.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ. This is all fucking taking a terrible turn. Dave, I'm sorry about the AIDS. I hope you get better.
Jesus Christ.
Jeffy, I think we're going to put a bow on this one and call it done, brother.
Yeah, man. Wrap it up.
Yeah. Thanks for sitting in and hanging out with us, man.
Been a pleasure, man.
Dave just hung up. He's like, I'm fucking
Dave's
done.
Like, I hate you guys.
What happened to Dave?
He's got limes, man. It makes you grumpy, I guess.
Holy cow. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go shooting up a post office, Dave.
A big shout out to Jamaica. Make sure you check out People Magazine. Her recipe is in there right now, the July 4th issue.
Yeah.
Make sure you check that. Of course, you can see
every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday on Dr. Oz, right?
Absolutely. And chefjamaica.com. And at Jeff Jamaica across all social media platforms. She's out there.
She's out there for sure. And, of course, please rate, review, and subscribe on this program. We really, truly appreciate that 110,000%. So I think we're probably going down the road. So for Chef Jeff, for Chef Yair, for Dave and his aides, for Jeff Jamaica and myself, and, of course, Flamon, hopefully we can get you back on the program. Ladies and gentlemen,
holla.
Please remember food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything. Important life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.